Joining us by telephone is Linda Bernard-Karger from the Dancing for the Paws event and the Humane Society of Marathon County. That first Dancing with the Paws event looks like it's pretty successful.
We had a really great turnout, much greater than what we had originally anticipated because this was the inaugural event for this. We had between 360 and 400 people in attendance, and we raised over $13,000 for the Humane Society, and that will go directly to benefit the animals, you know, that we care for there. The competitors did just a great job learning their routines and they working with the professionals from Get Out and Dance. So they were really dedicated, and we really want to acknowledge all the hard work they did. We had a great group of volunteers and event organizers and obviously our sponsors that really helped us launch this event.
Did you have any idea that the first one would be this big?
No, we didn't. We were very hopeful that we could have this kind of turnout, and I was a little worried early on that we wouldn't have this, but everybody kept saying, you know, hang in there, you know, it's going to pull together, and it did. So we really want to thank the community, you know, for coming out and supporting us and being in attendance.
About 13,000 raised, quite a few of these things through the various projects at the event, such as cash votes. I understand there was an auction as well, and the dinner tickets and the regular show tickets. Quite a variety of ways for people to get involved. Are you looking at maybe some additions or changes next year?
We had a meeting today, and we were talking out about some changes and things that we could do to help grow it to be even bigger and better next year. So we haven't finalized any of that. It's just in the early stages of getting feedback, you know, from folks that participated in the event. We want to get feedback from the community as well. They can do that by going to catsanddogs.org and looking at our Facebook page and giving us some feedback there. So we are, you know, looking that this will hopefully grow into a really nice fundraiser for the Humane Society.
And let's face it, a nice fundraiser is something your organization could really use right now because money is pretty tight with the Humane Society.
Absolutely. If you've been following the press and the paper and our problems with finances, you know that fundraising is a huge concern for us. So we really are grateful and thankful that the community really came together to support us on this event.
Anything you'd like to add today?
We do have another event coming up June 1st. It's going to be our third annual Run for Their Lives 5K event. So that'll be another opportunity for a different group of people who like to run with their animals or run in a chip time event, you know, to again support the Humane Society.
And while we're talking about the Humane Society, you have an abundance of animals that could really use new homes, don't you?
We do. We always have a lot of animals there that are just waiting to find their forever home. So if you're looking to add a new member to your family, please look to adopt from the Humane Society first.
Linda Bernard-Karger joining us from the Humane Society. Thank you.
Thank you.